response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
Brand new entry in the diary coming up at 7:30 this morning on B96. It's Mogan Carla Mornings. How did you get revenge on an ex? 877-591-9696. Give us a call and share your story. And this is wild. The cake baker who went viral because she lit one of her own cakes on fire, but for very good reason. Let's say hi to Julie from the Sweet Hustle Bakery. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing all right. So you set fire to a $600 cake, but we need like the full story here why you would do this.
So she ordered a cake in December last year for a sneaker ball this year. The boyfriend actually designed the cake. They sent me like this ChatGPT image of how he wanted it specifically. So he definitely cared. People love to say, oh, he's a man. He didn't care. He cared.
Okay. And what was the design of the cake? Was it a castle?
No, it wasn't. It was just like this big rectangle shape. It's called a table cake.
Oh.
But you get a lot of servings without a big, massive looking cake. But it's this big table cake, and he wanted a little mini cake on top with the age and his name with the lights. It was like he was very specific.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah, it fed like 75 people, so that's why it was kind of big.
So this was something that he was looking forward to. He put in time to design it. Like, this was a very specific thing he wanted for his birthday.
Oh, yes. Which most men don't do. They don't care, but he definitely cared.
So at some point along the line, she finds out that he cheated.
The day of, now I communicate back and forth like periodically, hey, is there any changes, things like that, and everything was fine. And then the day of, I was set to deliver it, and I reach out again in the morning like, hey, and she was like, don't deliver anything, matter of fact, can I give you $100 to smash it? And I was like, wait, what? Once I determined that it was her card, which she did say he paid her on their end, but paying me was just her. Because people like to say, oh, she burned her own money up. No, she didn't. He paid her on her end. She was paid me.
So she paid you for the cake and she paid you to destroy it. Once again, we're talking to Julie, the baker who went viral for lighting a cake on fire. A really fancy $600 cake after the woman who bought it for her boyfriend found out he was cheating. And so she paid extra after already paying for the cake to have you destroy it?
Well, I told her I didn't want the money for that.
Oh.
Because your feelings are hurt. I mean, I get paid to make the cake. And yes, it's a labor of love. But at the same time, if you want to take the cake and throw it in the middle of the highway,
that's up to you.
Yeah. They already paid for it. Your hands are clean.
I'm already compensated. Yeah. So I told her I had a better idea. And was she okay with it? She was like, I don't care what you do. So I doused it with alcohol and lit it on fire.
Oh my gosh.
You're so real for that.
She agreed I could use it for content because I did want to ask because people get in their feelings about content.
Yeah.
So I was like, as long as I can use it for content, girl, keep your $100. We hate him together.
Now, for the cake burning, had you ever done anything like that? Did you know what the cake was going to do? Was it all like, was everything safe? Was there a moment where you thought, uh-oh, I'm going to burn the whole place down?
No, I have a 13-year-old, so you can use your imagination. He's a boy.
Oh.
He was like, I know what you can use, so he clearly knew.
That's funny.
And he had a spare fire extinguisher in his room as well.
Yes, you know, boys, I don't know. They just
figure out. No. When you boys play with fire,
they're
quite
creative.
Literally.
Yeah.
So the cake burns up, you go viral, and now are you getting a bunch of attention and love for your bakery?
Yeah, I am. So much support and so much positive energy, and people in my DMs telling me about their life problems and how that happened to them. Not the burning of the cake, but the cheating. And so, I don't know. I just love it. It's just a lot of positivity.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, I guess a lot of positivity coming from something that I guess is negative, but exciting for you and your business for the viral video. And who'd have thought that lighting a cake on fire would blow up in the way that it has?
literally.
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much for talking to us. You definitely sound like a real girl's girl, and we love that, and we hate cheaters.
Yes, we do hate cheaters, and I am a girl's girl. No, thank y'all for having me.
So we want to hear your ex revenge story. Maybe they cheated. They did something to piss you off. 877-591-9696. And how did you get back at them?
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
So we want to know how you got revenge on an ex at 877-591-9696. It's Moe and Carla Mornings on B96, starting with Maya in Hoffman Estates. So first, what happened that you wanted revenge? Was it like a cheating thing? What was it that made you go like, I need to do something rough?
It was the I need to do something rough. He had been going around telling people basically that I was just like desperately trying to take care of him, that I was bossing him around, and just not about that.
Okay. And so
so
he didn't like cheat, he just upset you and you're like, all right, fine, it's over.
Yes, basically.
Well, it's annoying when someone tries to make us seem like we're the desperate ones that are chasing. Yeah. When it's like, okay, and who's texting me back? Exactly.
Yeah, so what exactly. did you do to get back at your ex?
So we had a lot of dorm parties. It was back in the day. And I invited him, of course, and sat him down. And I invited his friend, who always kind of had a thing for me.
Okay.
And when I went to pick up the friend from the front, I said, hey, listen, I need you to do me a solid. I need you to make out with me right in front of him. And he had no hesitation at all. This is great.
Wow.
And well, I brought him into the party. You know, it was fun. It was exciting. And I brought him right in front of my ex-boyfriend and made out with him.
So how tight were these two guys? Were they like good friends?
Not that tight, apparently.
They were good friends. They played baseball together. Damn. They've been friends for like 6 years or something. And he was like, all right, I'll help you out. So you're a saint.
That's wild.
And were they still friends after that?
No. And we're not friends either.
So the whole trio has disbanded at this point, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Maya.
You
that
know
is
what?
Wild.
That's good revenge, though, because did anyone really get hurt? No.
Well, you know? There was a friendship that was certainly soured in that whole thing.
And I'm pretty sure Maya wasn't the downfall of that friendship. If he was so willing
not a guy's guy. Damn. Thank you for the story, Maya.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. Have a great day.
You too.
Oh, it's our friend Kia in Hammond, Indiana. Good morning.
Good morning.
How did you? First off, what did the ex do, and how did you get revenge?
He cheated with a friend from high school.
Ooh.
Like, I knew her for all of high school. He never, you know, knew her, but we were friends on Facebook. She messaged him. They started dating almost a year, and I didn't even know it.
Oh, wow.
He was cheating on you for like a year with this girl that he randomly met on Facebook that you knew?
Yeah. Once we broke up, they celebrated their year anniversary 3 months after we broke up.
You cannot publicly celebrate an anniversary when you've been cheating for a year. That's not how it works. You have to do it in shame.
Yeah.
In the privacy of your own home. So, Kia,
signed him up for everything I could. Porn site, advertisement, Viagra, anything they asked for, email and a phone number. I put his number and name and all of that down. Phone.
That's brilliant. You know what? The way to go is like car dealerships.
Yeah, home loans.
Home loans. Any sort of like for-profit university. Like, you know those?
Yeah, just sign him up for all of it.
Just light up his phone. Oh my God, you are brilliant, Kia.
Thank you.
How long did you do that for before you finally were like, okay, I'm tired?
Months. I did it almost for a year just because he cheated for almost a year. I think I did it for almost a year.
Yeah.
Valid.
You know what? Don't do the crime if you can't do the time. All right, Kia. Thank you so much for that.
Love you guys.
Love you.
We will be sure not to piss you off, all right?
Yeah, we'll never cheat on you.
Yeah. All right, Kia. But, oh, that's funny.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
You know, I had a boyfriend that I'm pretty sure, or an ex-boyfriend that I'm pretty sure did that to me as well. After we broke up, I was on all sorts of things.
Oh, he spammed you, basically?
Yeah, but I think that it was short-lived. He wasn't that angry.
Oh, okay. Well, Kia was upset.
Yeah.
She went on. I bet he had to change his phone number at some point.
Oh, probably.
Yeah.
Have you ever cheated, Moke?
No, never.
Oh, my gosh. So no one's ever gotten revenge on you?
No, not once. I've had exes that, like, said mean things after we broke up or whatever.
Oh.
But I've never cheated. I'm pretty sure that my ex cheated on me.
But you don't have confirmation, so you can lie to yourself about it?
So, yeah, I don't know. I'm not overly worried about it. Yeah.
Okay, I cheated and someone got revenge on me.
What was the revenge?
They threw all my stuff in a pool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll do it.
That's pretty rude.
Big old flat screen TV, chucked it into the pool, and
oh
I was like,
God.
That's impressive.
So he tantrumed.
You're so strong.
Yeah.
I was like, I didn't know you were this strong the whole time. I never cheated.
Where was all this sexiness when we were...
Where was this passion? Maybe I would have cheated if there was more passion.
Oh, I love
I'm
it.
I'm just kidding. No, I feel bad, but you know.
By the way, we're streaming live on Instagram right now at B96 Chicago if you want to join in on the fun. Also, give us two songs. We'll give you a new entry in the diary. There's only a few left.
Oh, I know. I can't believe we're done with the diary this week.
Yeah. At B96 Chicago on Instagram. Join us. We'll get you a new diary entry coming up at 7:30 right here on B96.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.